Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Bologna, Italy at Trusai, and I'm in Building 20 upstairs in this massive space that's got Marazzi in the middle, and I'm with Hector Narvaez, the Vice President of Sales with Marazzi. Hector, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's always great to see you.
It's good to see you. Thanks for spending time with us. I wanted to talk to you because our listeners are in the U.S. We're at an Italian tile show. There's a lot of people might question what we're doing over here. Before we get into the show and some of the things you're showing over here, a little background. As most people know, Marazzi's owned by Mohawk. That was their second major acquisition. They bought Deltile in 2002. Prior to that, basically just a carpet company. And then they bought Marazzi in 2013, and now they're the global leader in the tile business, right?
That is right, Kemp. And we're out here because Italy continues to be the leader in ceramic production. As you know, ceramic flooring is not just a functional flooring material, but it's also very fashionable. Italy has always been the world leader in technologies, design, and styling. And that's why we're here, to see what the future holds in the terms of design and fashion in our industry.
Actually, let me ask you a question about that, because as you say, styling starts here. What kind of lag is there? I mean, some things never take off. We'll see things here. Well, I mean, I remember seeing wood here 7-8 years ago, and it's mainstream now. Actually, I think in the United States, I think half of what you sell now looks like wood, doesn't it?
It sure does. In fact, it's kind of funny you say that, because some things may never take off. And it's almost like a car show when you see concept cars, and sometimes an electric car came about and then didn't really gain traction, but then now the second go-around is getting traction. I think the same thing applies to our wood planks. There was an episode years ago when we thought that it would be something that would stick, and it didn't stick. And now it's actually a big percentage of tile consumption in the U.S., which is the wood planks, and we continue to see them here in Italy.
But a little bit less. I've walked around the show today. I didn't come last year. I was here 2 years ago. I'm seeing a little less wood. And the wood I'm seeing looks really like real wood. I mean, it's refined. There is some rustic. There is some painted. But wood is less important. Let's talk about some of the things that y'all are doing here. Just my observations walking around your space. You have one beautiful refreshment area in the center between two other booths. And the outside, it says Grand Carpet. And I go inside, and there's a beautiful textured large format tile designed by, I'm sure, some fancy designer. And you've got a carpet image on it, and it's actually beautifully done.
It is part of our new technologies of porcelain slab production. Mm-hmm. The architect Hadid, he is the one that helped us design it. And it's funny that it says carpet on it, but it does look like a very nice woven fabric made on a porcelain slab. That's one of our newest technologies that we bring to the market.
It's funny, you know, Jeff Lorberbaum buys Marazzi, and then you see this booth that says carpet on it. He didn't have anything to do with that, did he?
No, sir. And it's funny because we did chuckle our U.S. team as we walked this morning to the booth, because it is a little bit ironic.
All right, talk about the brands you have here. I know Ragno is a big presentation here. Marazzi's here. And this is basically Mohawk's presentation here, right?
That is correct. So, you know, for years, historically, we have had Marazzi and Ragno as our world brands. We reach over 130 countries. They have different product positioning, but at the end, they're both company brands that we really do use worldwide, including in the U.S. When you come see us at Coverings, you also see there the Marazzi and Ragno booth. These are our main brands that we utilize to reach the world.
How does this show differ from Coverings? I mean, I guess it's on a bigger scale, and you get a lot more of the leading edge looks, because much like Neocon, some of these products are prototype and aren't even in production yet, right?
Oh, yes. And like you said earlier, not all of them will make it, you know, to market. It is different because you do have audiences from all over the world. We have sales forces here that are coming from every continent. And sometimes some countries are hotter than others in terms of their economic situation. And sometimes you will see around Trusai a lot of manufacturers trying to feed that design for that particular taste of that country. And that's where you see a lot of the differences there. There was a time when everyone was making Russian tiles for Russia, when it was really the up-and-coming consumer of tile in the world. And that's what you will see. And sometimes you won't see some things that we show as manufacturers make it to production.
Let me ask you this. We're here, and the world is here as well. You're head of sales for USA. What is your role here? I mean, I'm sure you have customers that travel over here that want to see what the rest of the world's looking at, right?
That's right. My function is, of course, to receive the U.S. customers that are visiting, buying from our European sources, as well as leading them and showing them the fashion and what's coming around the corner that we may even either import ourselves to the U.S. or at some point take the design and adapt it towards our main markets in the U.S.
A couple other things I've noticed I would like to call attention to, and maybe you can help me describe it to our audience. This old-timey painted concrete look, is it called cementina or something like that? What's that called?
Yeah, cementina, cement styling in Italian, which is, again, a form that's been around forever, but because of the newest technologies, some of them with the brushing effects and some of the new polishing effects we can do, we're able to really make it look better than, I would say, than even the normal cement cementina-style flooring.
And terrazzo used to be a product you had to pour, and now you can buy it in a box and tiles, right?
Yes, very big boxes, too. Some of the sizes that we're showing are 60 inches in length and multiples of that. So you're able to see an old styling terrazzo, but interpreted in a porcelain way with much better definition, great styling, sizing, and even thicknesses.
We've been following a trend in the U.S. where people are going with polished concrete, more so in the commercial market. And you've got some beautiful stained concrete that's actually made out of porcelain. And there's a benefit for doing it that way, isn't there?
Well, we think there is. Obviously, porcelain is easy to install. It's easy to maintain. We know that the great features and benefits of porcelain is just translating the looks of other flooring surfaces onto porcelain, which our technologies allow us to do them better these days.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed when I went by one of your buildings on I-75, south of Dalton, that you have all the products you make written on this building, and one of them says countertops. That's an ever-growing new business segment for you, isn't it?
That is correct. We're always looking to grow, and we do see that for us, quartz is a growing segment, and we had announced a few months back the production of a factory that will be making quartz in the USA. And here in Italy, you and I just saw some of the porcelain slabs that we're making that were also intended to be utilized on countertops. Mm-hmm. And we are starting to make it here in Europe, importing it into the U.S., and continue to push on that path.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people are even making dining room tables out of this stuff, aren't they?
Gosh, you should see. I even saw yesterday a bathtub made out of it. So, yes, there's a lot of things that you can make. I guess your imagination is the limit.
Most people know in the U.S. that carpet's the leading, from a wholesale value perspective, the leading surface still. But ceramic tile has been doing pretty well lately. Wouldn't you say that the growth of ceramic tile is probably even better than last year?
Well, as always, I think when the knowledge and awareness of ceramic tile hits our market, the USA, the per capita consumption continues to grow. There's always a time and a place to be able to get ceramic the way that we are interpreting it, and to put not just in floors, go up in walls, which we're seeing a lot more. It's going on surfaces that traditionally you wouldn't see. So there's always the ever-increasing per capita consumption of it. Of course, we're always fighting with other flooring surfaces among ourselves. I don't know much about carpet or laminate or vinyl, but we're always competing for a lot of the same flooring space, and I think there's always room for everyone.
All right, Hector, well, it's great to talk to you. It's always good to catch up, even if we have to travel 3,000 miles to see each other. Again, been talking to Hector Narvaez, the Vice President of Sales with Marazzi, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.